This is Dick Clark on the Unistar Radio Network with the best music one more time.
Dick Clark's Rock, Roll, and Remember.
Hey, it's good to have you along for another hour of Rock, Roll, and Remember. I'm going to talk with Leslie Gore in just a minute or two, and I'll take you along as we check out more of the sights and sounds of our profile year of 1967. We'll pick up our special artist profile of Tommy James and the Shondells. Right now, let's get the hour going with some hits from some of the teen idols of the rock and roll era. Now, to be a teen idol, you had to be young yourself, you had to be able to sing, and it'd be nice if you were good-looking. In other words, you had to be like this man, Ricky Nelson.
People call me a teenage idol. Some people say they envy me. I guess they got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be. I need somebody to be my baby, someone to tell my troubles to. I've got no time to ever find her, 'cause I'm just passing through. I travel around from town to lonely town. I guess I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune and fame and lots of people know my name, no rest when I'm feeling weary. I gotta pack my bags and go. I've gotta be somewhere tomorrow to smile and do my show. I travel around from town to lonely town. I guess I'll always be just a rolling stone. Fortune and fame, and lots of people know my name. That won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. Some people call me a teenage idol. Some people say they envy me. I guess they've got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be.
Ricky Nelson with Teenage Idol, which is exactly what he was. Now, when most folks think of teen idols, I guess they think mainly of male performers, but there were a few young female singers who were so popular with teens of both sexes that they qualified as full-fledged teen idols. One of those young performers was a person from Tenafly, New Jersey, who was still going to high school when she had her first hit record. And American teenagers just loved her, probably identified with her when she sang songs like It's My Party and She's a Fool. But this young teen idol was influenced by some of the older, more adult-oriented singers around. This is Leslie Gore to explain.
We start listening to whatever our parents are listening to around the house. Not that my parents were so heavy into jazz, but they were listening to Ella Fitzgerald, for example, or Sarah Vaughan. And what happened to me is the natural progression for me became, once I got interested in these singers, I would hang out at the record store, and the record owner would say to me, well, have you heard Chris Connor? Have you heard Anita O'Day? And they would turn me on to people. And that's how I developed my record collection and became familiar with these wonderful ladies whom my parents didn't even know.
Yeah.
idol Leslie Gore with She's a Fool. All right, let's continue our look at teen idols with a gentleman from Philadelphia who started his career very, very early. As a matter of fact, he was singing professionally at the age of 7. Of course, he was a little bit older than that when his good looks and sky-high pompadour made him a teen idol, Bobby Rydell.
Forget him. Forget him.
Forget him if he doesn't love you. Forget him if he doesn't care. Don't let him tell you that he wants you, 'cause he can't give you love which isn't there. Oh, little girl, he's never dreaming of you. He'll break your heart, you wait and see.
One of the original teen idols, Bobby Rydell, with a smooth romantic thing, Forget Him. You know, when a songwriter chooses a title for their work, they want it to mean something or convey a message to the listener. And when we come back, you're going to hear a song with a three-word title where each component means a certain thing. And we'll have that very, very memorable record when Rock, Roll, and Remember returns.
Pressure's like an inflated balloon.
It's like something's filling my face up.
My sinus pain goes from my eye sockets to my jaw.
What makes my pain so bad is that it lasts so long.
Introducing Drixoral Sinus, the only sinus medicine that takes sinus pain away right away and keeps it away for up to 12 full hours. And for 12 hours, Drixoral Sinus relieves the pressure and congestion that causes the pain.
Whoever developed Drixoral Sinus really knows what sinus pain is.
New Drixoral Sinus. Use only as directed.
Back in those days, I would rather have admitted to wearing pink ruffled petticoats with blue bows than to liking anything remotely good for me. Meals were a never-ending battle against such evils as Brussels sprouts, broccoli, and cauliflower. But Mom was shrewd, and this was war. Not once did she mention that the Jolly Time popcorn, all those light, heavenly, warm morsels my kid brother and I devoured in a feeding frenzy, might actually be nutritious. She was a master at the military secret. These days, I make Jolly Time light microwave popcorn. Listen to this. It's got half the fat, a third more popcorn, no artificial flavors, and its butter and natural flavors are both cholesterol-free. Hey, I like something that's actually good for me. You won that one, Mom. But you'll never get me on buttered beets. Jolly Time popcorn, the great taste you grew up with.
Spring is the perfect season to get in a brand new Subaru and take off. Which is why Subaru is having Spring Value Days. You could save over $700 on Legacy L sedans and wagons with the Value Plus package. Plus, with substantial factory-to-dealer cash, you could save hundreds more. So come into your Subaru dealer, because a Subaru will take you anywhere you want to go, and you'll have more money to spend once you get there. See your Subaru dealer for complete details. Offer ends soon.
Dick Clark sitting in with you for more of our special artist profile of Tommy James and the Shondells, whose music has certainly changed with the times. I mean, their earlier hits were basic rock and roll pop hits, but as the decade of the 1960s went on and pop culture went through some dramatic and sobering changes, so did the music of Tommy James and the Shondells. And one of their best records that did that kind of thing was A Beautiful Thing. It was misinterpreted, however, and this is Tommy James to explain.
Crystal Blue Persuasion probably is our all-time most requested song. It was incredible because we had, believe it or not, resistance to it at the beginning. People thought we were talking about drugs, and I never quite understood that. Actually, the title came right out of the Bible. Not quite. They weren't, the three words weren't quite, all lumped together. But in one phrase, a crystal blue meaning the truth, and a clear as crystal, and a true blue, and persuading, being persuaded by the truth. And it was just one of those kind of mystical songs that wasn't particularly about anything except hope for the future. And that's all that the thing was about.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see you. You give up now. Ooh, so easy to find. Just look to your soul,
look to your soul,
and open your mind. We'll be right back.
Tommy James and the Shondells with a record that really goes down deep. Fine record, Crystal Blue Persuasion. Right now, let's pull out the old Rock, Roll, and Remember history book to see what was going on around this date in years past. A sad note in 1970. We lose a very talented woman at a very early age. She was a Motown artist whose real success came when she teamed up with one of her label mates for a series of duets that were released on the Tamla label. As a matter of fact, she was performing with that partner, Marvin Gaye, when she collapsed on stage and was rushed to a hospital. A brain tumor was diagnosed, and there was a long series of operations, but on March 16th of 1970, Tammy Terrell passed away. She was only 24 years of age. And one of the songs she'd be remembered for was one she sang with Marvin Gaye, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have
Ain't No Mountain High Enough, a great duet for Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Now, Tammy passed away on March 16th of 1970, and on that same date, a few years before, 1964 to be exact, a song was released that was part of the cause of something called Beatlemania. Its release date was March 16th, 1964, and it went all the way to number one. Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't buy me love. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love, can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
Buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Can buy me love. money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Can buy me love.
Boy, you remember how exciting all that was? March 16th, 1964 was when that Beatles hit was released, Can't Buy Me Love. Now, if we move up one day on the calendar to March 17th, we've got birthday wishes for a New York City native born in 1944. He was the leader of a group that came along in the folk rock era, the Lovin' Spoonful. Our birthday boy is John Sebastian.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy and makes you feel happy like an old time movie, I'll tell you about the magic and the free of soul. But it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. If you believe in magic, don't bother to choose if it's jug and music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen. It'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your face, no matter how hard.
Well, that's a good one. Lovin' Spoonful, led by John Sebastian. Do you believe in magic? All right, let's turn our attention backward now so we can relive more of our profile year of 1967. And if you got a buck and a half in your pocket for admission, plus about another 50 cents for popcorn and soda, you can go to the movies and see something like The Dirty Dozen, or You Only Live Twice, that's the new James Bond film, or Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, which is a contemporary comedy drama about a white woman who brings her black fiancé home to meet her uptown parents. The film stars Sidney Poitier, Katharine Hepburn, and Spencer Tracy, and that movie's a real big hit in 1967, which is a year we'll check out a little more of later on in the hour. Up next, we're going to talk to you on Rock, Roll, and Remember.
Let's rendezvous. Let's take a romantic vacation for two.
Wine and dine and dance till dawn. So grab your toothbrush, because we're gone. Let's rendezvous. Let's take a Marriott weekend for two.
The time we share, it means a lot.
Let's take America's weekend vacation at Marriott.
Rendezvous at Marriott this weekend from $59 per night, not per person. Two for breakfast weekend rates are available Thursday through Sunday nights at over 165 participating Marriott hotels, resorts, and suites. Breakfast for two included. Just call 1-800-USA-WKND.
The time we share, it means a lot. Let's take America's weekend vacation at Marriott.
Availability is limited, so call 1-800-USA-WKND or your travel professional now for reservations.